Ralph Mateka, political analyst. Should the president take up the invitation from the DA? Good morning.
Morning, Afrika, and good morning to your listeners. I mean, this is a very, very interesting take from the DA. The problem is that if the president takes this advice and start to build allies outside the ANC to pass through reforms, that will be an acknowledgement that the ANC is not in a position to actually help, that it's no longer a platform to actually do these things. And I think it will be quite a problem in the manner in which things work. The manner in which things work is that the president is there to implement the mandate of the ANC. It just so happens that the ANC is not very clear on what it wants to do about a few things. But I think, Afrika, that it is a very interesting reading. It is actually the reading that I share with Stian Hazen here, that the president is actually held ransom by some of his own comrades. The opposition, he doesn't have to be concerned only about the opposition outside. It is the opposition inside that seems to be crippling his attempt to come up with reforms in the public service, Afrika.
And I suppose begs the important question, is he a president that serves the needs of the ANC? And of course, because he's hoping to return as a president of the ANC in order for him to have a second term as a president of the country, he does need to kowtow, if you like, to what the ANC is saying. Or is he a president that serves the people of South Africa and makes decisions that are in the best interest of all South Africans as opposed to the ANC leadership?
I mean, Afrika, he's supposed to be serving the interest of all South Africans, although he has access power because of the mandate that the ANC has put forward into the election. This is the whole thing of the election, how it comes back here, Afrika, where the president he has to be concerned about how far can he go outside the ANC. Because if he wants to get the second term, he will have to require people from within the ANC to vote for him, because South Africans as well don't vote directly for him. The only people who directly vote for this president, it is actually members of the ANC. Hence, you cannot totally ignore them. But again, we need to draw the line between the party and the state, that in a situation where the party is failing dismally and you are in a crisis such as this, even if you may not need to acknowledge openly that you are taking Stian Hazen's ideas on how to build alliance to move things, to get things going within the country. I really think that the president, I think he's looking into really getting that rapport outside the party. The biggest support and the biggest source of legitimacy for his presidency is actually outside the ANC. The problem is, how far can he go outside the ANC? Remember, Afrika, the more approval you get outside the ANC, and if this approval as the president is interpreted to mean you are now defying ANC policies, you are now defying ANC resolutions, you'll be met with consequences, which is punishment and denial of the second term. So he's between a rock and a hard place. He takes Stian Hazen's route. It is a way outside the ANC. He ignores Stian Hazen all the way. He remains stranded within the ANC, nothing much to achieve within the state.
And of course, South Africans losing patience with him.
Exactly. I mean, South Africans are losing patience with him because, I mean, if I were to step out of maybe my position as an analyst and say, how would I feel as an ordinary South African? The challenge is that as a South African, you are going to feel that. But Mr. President, people supported you outside. You promised people a particular approach to governance. You promised integrity. You promised some reforms and getting things working within the state. So if you don't deliver for South Africans and you only want to appease the ANC, it's going to be a challenge, because at the end of the day, even if the ANC like you, they put you forward, at the end, South Africans are the ones that are going to vote for that ANC or decide not to vote for that ANC. So this is where the problem, Afrika, it versus the party. That's actually the pinnacle, the crisis of Ramaphosa's presidency. He stands between South Africans and the party. His job is always to balance the in vying or maybe going far away from what maybe the broader South African society needs.
Let's finish off by asking the question. In his response, the president said, while the plan might not sound like something new, what it indicates is a new resolve and a new determination born from a critical situation. Do you believe him?
Africa, I was listening and I almost laughed and I said that, but this is tragic. I cannot laugh. I remember the phrases very well when he said that this is not just another plan. And here I quote Africa. I said, but it is a plan of action. And I started saying that, yeah, now it's really tough. It's too many plans. The opposition has spoken. IFP, Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi have said, it's one of your nice plans, Mr. President. It comes down to implementation. This is where the problem is for me. You can come up with whatever plan, but who is going to implement it? What capacity lies within the public service to implement it? That's where I think people would have a concern with.
Ralf Mataka, thank you very much indeed for your insights. Political analyst joining us on the line, reflecting on, firstly, the invitation extended to the president by the Democratic Alliance to use them and use the opposition benches to see through the kinds of reform that would be in the best interests of this country.